It's time to let loose, talk some Michigan, and play in the playground. The Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket. Here are your hosts, Jay-Z and Jeff. At the playground, you
know. Welcome into the playground on this snowy Sunday morning. Tony, are you wearing pants or shorts?
Shorts.
Shorts. He's wearing shorts still. Everyone, write that down. He is still wearing shorts no matter how much it snows or how cold it gets.
I can confirm.
He's wearing shorts. All right, so we have a lot to get into. Obviously, we're going to talk Heisman first. We're going to go ahead and talk what happened there, what the actual final was, and then a little bit about how everyone has already said goodbye to Mr. Peppers as he has gone to the NFL draft, I believe. He's got an agent. No, he doesn't. But I guess everyone in Ann Arbor is ready for him to go. Is that true? Are we ready to get this guy out of Ann Arbor? Anyone? Anyone want to take this?
Is it our choice? If it's our choice, then no.
Jeff?
Yeah, I personally, and I think many would agree with this, I would not like to see Jabril leave. I think he has a lot to accomplish, both personally and team-wise, as a Michigan Wolverine. Now, realistically, do I think he stays? No, I think he goes. I think Mike and I talked about this last week. I think his draft stock has never been higher. Kuiper had him the number five player on his big board, the number one safety. So all the signs, all the metrics pointing to him leaving. But, yeah, selfishly, do I want him to leave Jay-Z? No. Do I think he'll leave? Yes.
Matt Misler on the other side of the glass, what do you think? You ready for him to get out of here, this bum?
Oh, yeah.
This Peppers guy?
I think he's a bum. He's a complete bum. Was so terrible. He finished fifth in Heisman voting. What a bum!
Last place.
Yeah, no. I mean, we talked about this last night when I came back from a hockey game.
Drop.
I think with what happened against Ohio State definitely is one reason why I think he might come back.
Okay.
I think with the opportunity of possibly knocking off Ohio State and getting a national championship might be the only reason why he would come back. Other than that, I don't know. I personally think he would come back just based on the possibility of knocking off Ohio State.
That is Matt Misler on that side of the glass. You heard from him. Tony O wearing shorts. Jeff Childs. And then I'm Josh Zinke. And yeah, so running down the complete final voting results, Lamar Jackson, he wins the Heisman with 2,144 votes. 526 were first place votes. Mm-hmm. Deshaun Watson finishes with 1,524 votes. How many people have a vote in this? I guess a lot of people. 269 first place votes. Baker Mayfield and D.D. Westbrook, both from Oklahoma, finished third and fourth in this. Bum Peppers, only 11 first place votes.
I had a first place vote.
45 second, 85 third, for a total of 208. He was 1 point, one total, one vote, I guess, in what, either first, second, or third, behind D.D. Westbrook. I made a bet on this last night that he'd finish in fifth because I think he came out and said, I don't believe I should win.
How much money did you make?
Like $4.
I was nice. Going to ask that,
yeah. $4.75. Yeah, I should have put a lot more on it, would have returned a lot more. But
should have bet the farm.
Dollar to win 475. Yeah, that he'd finish in fifth, and I was glad that he was one vote shy, thanks to my bank account. But really, I kind of thought when you go in and say that you have no chance at winning it, because I don't know when they vote, but I don't believe it's during this whole weekend that they had, you know. When you go in and saying that, you know you're not going to win, but when you say that, I think other people will say, all right, we're not going to vote for you.
Yeah, well, you're going to influence the voters' votes, you know, technically, and you're going to influence the perception of the media and the public. And I mean, we've seen that with, Nebraska lobbying for a national championship for their coach in '97. We saw what happened in '06 when, you know, Lloyd Carr didn't lobby for Michigan and Urban Meyer did. So, right, perception is everything, right? And
if the hell is Scott Frost?
And yeah, Scott Frost, he can go. Yeah, so. If you have that sort of a situation and you're already, like you said, Jay-Z, putting yourself behind the eight ball, you're not doing yourself any favors. In fact, you're doing the exact opposite.
All right. Now, to my next point is, if you watch the Heisman Trophy presentation, he was sitting in the first seat. Jabril Peppers, or to that guy that wrote the article, Julius Peppers, was sitting in that first seat on the aisle. Then it was Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, and the two Oklahoma guys. For some reason, it felt like every picture they took, he was behind the Heisman. or he was, you know, he was the closest one to it. It always seemed like he's their next Tim Tebow. Like, they are in love with Jabril Peppers, which I believe Ann Arbor is too. But that brings me to my next point. Everyone talks about him leaving and that he's gone. Yes, there's draft stock and people telling him, but I think as fans, as listeners, as us, we should be like, here's reasons why to stay. This is a good reason why to stay. Maybe because next year, instead of being the first guy behind the trophy, you're the guy holding the trophy. You want to win a national championship. You want to beat Ohio State. These are all great reasons to stay in Ann Arbor. Hey, you love snow? I don't know if you love snow or not, but if you do, there's some here today. I think as Michigan fans and people, you should start saying why we should have Peppers back instead of talking to him like he's already gone. He'll be back. He's got the football bust on the 13th to do. There's things still going on. I believe that we should push him, like Jeff was saying, say, hey, we want you back, and this is the reasons why.
You got to speak it into reality, right? You can't. You don't want to do the opposite, which is what everybody seems to be erring on that side. You want to do things that will compel him to stay.
Yeah, and I do believe that. I think all of you listening out there, you need to say, and if you see him around Ann Arbor, you need to tell him why to stay. Because, yes, more likely he is gone. His mom is looking for an agent. She's talking to him, but that means nothing until he talks to one or he signs with one. Until then, it means nothing. So why would we not want him to stay here for another year, if not two? Yes, a lot of people say he doesn't want to. He'll more likely want to leave because, you know, his backmate Lewis is going to be gone too. So he would want to go. This would be the best time for Jabril to go. But you saw last night, Don Brown and those guys, they're all happy to be there. You could tell when he came out, when they said his name and he walked out on stage, that he had a giant grin on his face, that he wanted to be on that stage again. Maybe it's not for the draft. Maybe it's for the Heisman voting next year. He has a good chance of winning it. I don't think Deshaun Watson can come back. You know, Baker Mayfield and Westbrook, they're fighting each other, which is also tough for the Heisman. So if Peppers is that guy that ESPN was making him out to be, he has a very good shot at winning it next year. Now, leading into the season, it was Watson and McCaffrey were the two guys that were talked about as more likely going to win it, and one of them wasn't even there. So things can change over the year, but I think people here in Ann Arbor need to really push Peppers and talk him into staying. Right?
I would agree that I would love for Peppers to stay, but at the same time, I mean, if a guy's going to go and get a contract worth $20 million in the first round of the NFL draft, you know, or $10 million,
But Tony, this is what we don't need. You're doing the opposite of Jay-Z.
No, I get.
I don't know. Look, if anyone in this studio was offered a contract for $15 million, what would you do?
Exactly. Yeah. But here's the thing. Now, who probably owns the first pick of the draft? The Cleveland Browns. Do you want to be a Cleveland Brown? No. A lot of these guys are like, oh, man, this is one of those Eli Manning kind of, I'm not playing for San Diego no matter what. And I feel like that this might happen actually with some of these guys that they're like, ah, man, the Browns and some of these other teams around them that know that they'll be talked to. I saw a picture where they had Peppers in a Browns jersey and it looked horrible. So you're right. But you know what? Inflation happens almost every year, Tonio. So maybe 22 next year.
I mean, there's certainly room for improvement in terms of just his sheer stats. You know,
right.
If you just look at the stat line. He could. There's no. I mean, it wouldn't be that difficult, I think, for him to come back next year and have an even, you know, better year. But again, I can't fault the guy for, you know, taking the money while it's there.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, he's going to be a top five pick if he goes. But I feel like everyone's talking about how he's already gone or, you know, he's preparing to go. And I don't think that's maybe the right thing to do to a point. Yes, everybody understands what's ahead of him. And it would be horrible if he came back another year and was injured. You know, we've seen that in the past, too. But I think it's well worth his money to wait another year. You never know who could fall down there. Maybe he's, you know.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Yes.
Right. If you're So I feel like that you could have one of those where you see who's at the bottom of the draft or who's likely to draft you and be like, nah, I don't want to play for some of those teams.
We saw this year, too, that Peppers has strides to make, and a lot of people, no matter what publication you might read, are saying he's diluting his talents by playing all over the field and playing 12, 13, 14, 15 positions. The NFL is a league where they want him to focus on one position, right? They want him to play one position or fit into some kind of mold of a position. And he comes back to Michigan, he plays primarily at a linebacker spot or a safety. I don't think he'll do that, but if he spends more snaps and more time over there, I think that would also benefit him in terms of playing in the NFL, being able to play the middle of the field as deep safety or staying in the box as a linebacker. I think he has to fine-tune and, you know, have there be less of a dilution of his skills at the next level.
Yeah, I think once he signs with the agent, then the teams are going to be all over him. They did ask him during this week, where would you like to want to play? And he says he wants to be a safety. He wants to be one of the guys with the big hits. You know the pro, there's teams already chomping at the bit to talk to him, to go ahead and have a chance to draft him. But I do think that, yeah, he needs to take a big, long look at maybe staying in Ann Arbor for reasons like beating Ohio State, winning a national championship, or holding the Heisman himself.
Or getting his degree, which he's mentioned on multiple occasions.
Yep, yes, that is very true. That's one thing you have to look at is Michigan is a front runner for that. Tony O, you go to Michigan. If you were drafted, if someone said $50 million, would you go instead of come back and maybe have those chances? If you were in a Michigan uniform.
Sophie's choice, man.
I don't know. I luckily, I don't have that, or maybe unfortunately, I don't have that quandary in front of me.
Right.
Unfortunately for all of us.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Tonio's staying for now for another season. But yeah, that's what I looked at last night is – I really thought Jackson was going to win it. A lot of people said the Kentucky game is last game. But, you know, you look at the whole season, and if you're looking at stats, that guy really filled the stat sheet out. Watson's one of those guys that will be, oh, thanks for coming to the stage once again. And sorry, there's someone better than you. And, yeah, I never believed in the other two Oklahoma guys. Great seasons, but at the same time, you're playing on the same team. It's hard to get, you know, Heisman votes. As far as the extra results by region, I believe it looks like Peppers finished Northeast. He finished in last there. Jake Browning somehow. Could we vote on Jake Browning? I guess so. Yeah, in Northeast it went Jackson, Watson, Mayfield, Browning, and then Peppers. Midwest went Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield. Peppers was actually fourth there, and then D.D. Westbrook. Far West, it looked like it was all Jackson. Peppers finished in fifth in that one. Southwest, looking down. Wow, okay. Peppers wasn't even in the top five of the Southwest voting, either with the South. And Mid-Atlantic, he actually was third behind Watson and Jackson. Kind of shocking to see Southwest and South not even have Peppers on their top five in voting. I would believe Texas running back Foreman. Or who's Foreman? Who's Foreman, you guys?
Wasn't he a boxer?
Well, that's true.
George Foreman.
Oh, didn't he have a grill?
He does have a grill. Well, the Southwest voted for him fifth with 43 votes.
I mean, I imagine if the Southwest, they were voting like, oh, I love me a jalapeno pepper. Well, oh, I love a serrano pepper.
Right.
I love that ancho chili pepper.
That's probably true. That's probably true. All right, well, let's take a break. When we come back, Jeff has came in here. He watched the basketball game last night. He was all over the basketball game. Plus, we have hockey. We have a couple questions to answer there. And we'll also take your calls. You're listening to WTK's Playground.